105.5 WMFO Medford. Yes, we got the feeling, and baby, believe it, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway, and my special guest is Cece, my eldest spawn.
Hello.
Very good. So Cece used to come on the show a lot when she was much, much younger. I've been doing this for 22 years. They used to come on when they were very little. And then bigger little, and then not so much.
Yeah, kind of tapered off.
Yeah, but you're back home now. Woo! So tonight's show is the show I wanted to do last week. Last week I had all kinds of technical issues with the board. I don't know what it was, but it's going to feature music that I picked up in Montreal. We went to Montreal as part of our summer vacation. I bought a bunch of vinyl from a very cool record store called Beatnik Records. If you go to Montreal and you're looking for records, there's a ton of stores. This one is by far the best. They know their vinyl. They take care of their vinyl. I tapped the brain of the manager there, a guy by the name of Patrick Balajean, who used to be a DJ up there by the name of Pat the Brat. So he clued me in to all this French language and Quebecois and Canadian rock that I had not heard before. So I'm going to feature some of that. I'm going to feature some stuff that I just found researching, you know, in general. And I'll be gabbing with Cece.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We are going to get things started by going to... Where are we going to go to? I know where we're going to. We're going to Texas, the year... is 1974, and if you were Texas in 1974, you probably sounded like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Feeling all right. I have a feeling. trust. Kick off your things and it's a blast in the dust.
Oh, Maggie McGill. Ma blonde Céline. Chant sauvage, fille en chaleur. Mon char de peau, mon sentier de guerre. Mon overdose de vie, ma fin du monde. T'es ma sortie d'urgence. Ma blonde, à parabain. Alors, regarde-la aller. We'll be right back.
All right, that was Michel Pagliaro. Sorry, I do not speak French at all, so I'm going to butcher it all night. Michel Pagliaro with Illusion. That's off his album Rockers from 1974. Before that, Ochos, again, mispronouncing. We heard Nancy Boudouin, or however he pronounced it, and that is off of Una Nuit Comme Une Autre, which my doctor tells me means a night like any other, and the band's name is something else. So there you go. Before that, Wanka. They're from Canada. We heard Say No More off of the Orange album. Before that, 38 Special, First Time Around, off of Wild-Eyed Southern Boys from 1980. And we started to set off with a band called Baby. They were out of Texas. We heard It's Another Saturday Night off of Baby from 1974. And let's see, the Ochos and the Michel Pagliaro were on vinyl, and I bought those at Beatnik Records in Quebec. Montreal, Quebec. Right, Cece?
Yes. Yes, he did.
What do you think of the music from that set?
I think it's really good. Yeah, very cool. Rocking.
Excellent. And you can't help me with the French at all, can you?
Nope, unfortunately not.
Man, I should have checked your resume before I brought you on.
It's okay, I lied.
Dang. All right, we are now going to stay in Canada. This, let's see, we're in 1974, and... I guess if you were on one leg and standing in water in Canada,
as they so often do,
in 1974, you probably sounded like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
nothing happening here. Gotta find a place with a lot of good sunshine. Gotta cool down my confused mind. I'm getting out of this place, 'cause it's such a disgrace.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. stood a chance to find a way out on my own. Who sent a message that I was hanging by a thread? By this very time tomorrow, they would leave me here for dead. Why did you do it? Why did you risk your life for mine? Who'd have done the same for you? Who'd have saved you just in time? You saved my heart, and you don't even know me. You saved my dream, you heard me scream. Oh, my lost soul was saved by a stranger. You saved my life, you saved my
Mr. Ace Frehley, yes, Ace Frehley from Kiss. That was Life of a Stranger off of 10,000 Volts, which came out this year. It is a kick-ass album. And I was never really impressed with Ace with Kiss, but his solo stuff, man, especially now that he's like clean and, you know, just concentrating on the guitar and stuff, it's a great album. I encourage everybody to go out there and buy it. Before that, Curved Air. Yes, the proggy Curved Air. We heard the Purple Speed Queen off of Air Cut from 1973. Speed, Glue, and Shinky, who I've played on this show a number of times, but they have now released one of their albums on vinyl for the first time, and I bought it in Montreal. And it kicks ass. We heard Ode to the Bad People, and that is off of the Eve album from 1971. A Foot in Cold Water, How Much Can You Take, off of All Around Us from 1974. Those guys were from Canada. Started off with Troika, Life's Okay, off of Troika from 1970, and they were from Canada. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway.
I'm CC Conway.
And we are here until 11, gang, bringing you the best classic rock that you have never heard. Have you heard any of that before, CC?
I have not.
No, you haven't. And what did you think of it?
I thought it was very cool.
Better than commercial radio?
Most definitely.
Awesome. And we're just hanging out. We're playing all kinds of obscure classic rock, lots on vinyl, lots from Canada. That's basically how we're doing it tonight. So we'll have a bunch of French language stuff, which again, I'm just going to butcher. I apologize. I think I've translated all of it ahead of time, but I'm not sure. And then we got some English language stuff and then some other stuff that I found thrown in between. So right now, let us go back to Canada. And the year is 1974. The band formed in 1970, and they were huge. And I believe they are either still together or, like, they made it into the 20s. I know that, which is a very long career. Anyway, this is...
Well, this is about a girl, man.
dig it, and dig it deep.